Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, the oil giant BP has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on PR to greenwash its image. As the Weekly Radio Spin reported previously, BP marketers saw an opportunity to set their brand apart from Exxon's or Shell's. Now, however, BP is aggressively trying to mine oil from Western Canada's vast tar sands area. Tar sands extraction is an especially destructive way to produce fossil fuel. It would involve strip mining an area the size of the state of Florida. One environmentalist explained that, quote, "Tar sands crude oil is dirty from start to finish. There are good sources of energy we can turn to that don't involve turning entire forests into a moonscape," end quote.
A Tennessee group called Tennesseans Against Teen Drinking is in fact a front group paid for by the Tennessee Wine and Spirits Wholesalers and promoted by a PR firm. The group is pressuring legislators to vote against a bill that would allow sales of wine in grocery stores and over the internet. They say that the law would encourage underage drinking. The state ethics board has said that because they are working on behalf of the industry and are not a real citizens group, they must register as lobbyists. But the head of the PR firm countered that making them register would be an attack on free speech. The ethics board has yet to make a final decision.
The state of Massachusetts is considering banning drug companies from providing gifts and other goodies to doctors. Some in the medical profession are outraged at the implication that doctors are for sale. But others feel that it may be the most important healthcare legislation in years. One drug rep explained the importance of the measure by saying, quote, "It's my job to figure out what a physician's price is. For some, it's dinner at the finest restaurants. For others, it's enough convincing data to let them prescribe confidently. And for others, it's my attention and friendship," end quote.
The current chair of the Federal Trade Commission is leaving the main U.S. Consumer Protection Agency to take a job with the largest consumer products company. Deborah Platt-Majoris is heading to Procter & Gamble, which has had a vested interest in several issues before the FTC in recent years. The agency has been particularly slow-moving under the current administration, and that benefits corporations. Consumer advocates criticize the FTC for not being more effective for consumers. As one said, quote, "Instead of acting like a watchdog, the commission is more like a docile lapdog nestled in the lap of its corporate masters," end quote. While Majoris's move from watcher to watchee is not illegal, it illustrates the revolving door between industry and government.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. We just mentioned the government-industry revolving door. Public officials frequently leave their posts to work for industry, often helping to lobby their former colleagues. Industry representatives are often appointed to government agencies, where they oversee the very corporations they used to work for. For example, Christine Todd Whitman went from heading the Environmental Protection Agency to leading her own consulting firm. Her first client was a chemical company that had been fined numerous times by the EPA and was at the time negotiating with the agency on a toxic cleanup. Whitman said that she would help the company connect with the people they should talk with at the EPA. Another example is Pete Aldridge Jr. In his last days of work at the Pentagon, Aldridge supported a $3 billion contract with Lockheed Martin that he had long opposed. Immediately after leaving his government position, Aldridge joined the Lockheed board. And lastly, there is Vice President Dick Cheney. Despite his claims that he no longer had ties to Halliburton, the oil services company he had run, he actually received up to $1 million in deferred compensation from the company while he was serving as vice president. Halliburton has received billions of dollars in government contracts for the war in Iraq.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.